Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Braden Peters. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Braden Eric Peters was born on December 17, 2005, and raised in Hoboken, New Jersey. Why am I not surprised this case features a New Jersey origin story? Braden attended a Catholic all-boys high school in West Orange. While he was there, he developed an intense interest in a practice called looks maxing. The idea here is that a person makes themselves as physically attractive as possible, sometimes employing extreme and nonsensical techniques. The term looks maxing originated in the incel subculture, which is made up almost exclusively of men. The term incel stands for involuntary celibate. Incels want to have sex, but are unable to locate a partner willing to engage in this activity with them. They attribute their lack of success to their physical appearance. Therefore, improving their appearance would solve their problem. After embracing looks maxing, Braden injected himself with testosterone. This started at the age of 14. He claimed that he spent 14 hours a day reading about looks maxing online and playing Grand Theft Auto V. Despite this, he graduated from high school in May 2024. Braden Peters attended a private Catholic university in August of that year, but was expelled the next month after the police allegedly found steroids in his dorm room. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. In late 2024, Braden Peters took a job in a restaurant and posted videos on social media, including a platform called TikTok. He uploaded content about looks maxing, referring to himself as clavicular, because he focused so much attention on the clavicle. This bone, which is also referred to as the collarbone, connects the arm to the trunk of the body. Starting in October 2025, Braden gained a tremendous amount of popularity for his looks-maxing content. He was now a key figure in this movement and continued his effort to maximize his attractiveness. Braden used several controversial methods, including steroids for muscle growth and methamphetamine, to suppress his appetite. He engaged in an activity called bone smashing, which involves hitting one's face with a hammer or a fist. He believed this would cause microfractures that would grow back stronger, which would somehow enhance his appearance. There is no scientific evidence supporting the effectiveness of this home improvement-themed beauty technique. On December 24, 2025, a video of one of Braden's live streams attracted attention. It featured Braden appearing to hit a man with a Tesla Cybertruck in Miami-Dade County, Florida. The man had allegedly stalked Braden. This incident, which did not involve any criminal charges, led to Braden being banned from the platform Kick. Later, he was allowed back on the platform. Less than a year after he became famous, Braden was earning $100,000 a month for live streams performed on Kick. He also sold a course on looks maxing and self-improvement for $50 a month. Braden referred to becoming more attractive and gaining sexual prospects as ascending one's visual presence. This is what his followers were looking for. They wanted to ascend, just like Braden. The success that Braden had in his social media venture was staggering. He has been called one of the most prominent influencers in the looks maxing community. At some point, he moved into a 6,500 square foot mansion on Mola Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which rents for $65,000 a month. The mansion is valued at over $9 million. 6,500 square feet might seem like overkill, but Braden has to fit his ego in that house. On February 7, 2026, Braden was arrested in Scottsdale, Arizona, for possessing a forged instrument, using a fake ID, and suspicion of dangerous drug possession. The charges were dropped 4 days later. On March 26, 2026, Braden was arrested and charged with battery in connection to allegedly provoking a physical altercation between his girlfriend named Violet and an influencer named Jenny. Around this same time, he became the target of an investigation after allegedly shooting a dead alligator on a live stream. During an interview with 60 Minutes Australia, which aired on April 12, 2026, Braden was asked about the association between incels and looks maxing. As I mentioned, the term looks maxing originated in the incel subculture. He responded, quote, I'm not linked to that group in any way. Looks maxing is self-improvement, right? So it's about potentially ascending out of that category. And so that would be kind of one of the goals, is to disassociate from being an incel and overcome that, unquote. At another point, the interviewer said, "You've obviously shared company with Andrew Tate and other, dare I say, rather controversial figures. Why do you spend time with people like that?" Braden said, "All right, have a nice day," and accused the interviewer of trying to make this political. He stood up and walked away, ending the interview. On April 14, 2026, while Braden was live streaming at a restaurant in Brickell, Florida, he started slurring his words and repeating phrases multiple times. He was taken to a hospital and treated for a suspected overdose. On the next day, he posted on social media saying, quote, "All of the substances are just a cope, trying to feel neurotypical while being in public, but obviously that isn't a real solution. The worst part of tonight was my face descending from the life support mask," unquote. At the time I am making this video, Braden Peters continues to enjoy phenomenal success as a controversial social media influencer. Now moving to my analysis. Braden's ideology aligns very well with the incel subculture, despite his denial that he has any association with that community. I imagine that many of his customers identify as incels, or at least worry about their ability to attract a romantic partner. The underlying beliefs of incels are straightforward. They believe that women are biologically wired to seek the highest status men available in society, and this tendency has been amplified by feminism. There is something special about this time in history, making it more difficult than ever for men to obtain sex. The primary metric that women use to determine status is physical attractiveness, especially facial structure and height. Men who are ugly and short have only a small chance of romantic success. Many incels maintain that attractiveness is an immutable trait, that is, it cannot be changed. If a man is unattractive, he will remain that way for his entire life. An attractive man who is highly successful with women is referred to as a Chad. The female counterpart to a Chad is a Stacy. This is an attractive woman who pursues high-status men. She pursues Chads. Incels wish they could have sex with Stacy, and they are upset when that doesn't happen. In light of this belief system, it is easy to understand where Braden fits into the equation. Incels view him as a physically attractive, successful, and confident man. He is categorized as a Chad. The Chad figure is important to the incel subculture. He is both revered and despised. Chad is getting what incels desire, namely sex, but he also may contain wisdom that could help them achieve success. If a Chad is willing to give away the secrets to romantic success, to offer a look behind the curtain, his advice would be sought after. Braden went on social media with a message that incels could interpret as hopeful. Again, they view physical attractiveness as immutable, but Braden is telling them something different. He is offering a solution to a community who believed they were out of options. Braden promotes this idea that physical appearance can be changed. Not only is a modification possible, an extreme transformation is achievable. A man can go from unattractive to Chad. This would facilitate many opportunities for sex with Stacy. The message that Braden delivers is exactly what incels want to hear. They have reduced everything in life to attraction. All their hopes and dreams pivot on that one construct. They believe that without attractiveness, no man can achieve other goals like wealth and fame. Attractiveness is sort of the gatekeeper to everything good. If they can just maximize this one variable, if they can just look good, all the other pieces will come together. Not only will they obtain sex, they will get rich, be offered a great job, and have optimal social experiences. To incels, Braden's story is the proof that their belief system is accurate. He has confirmed the nature and structure of the dating world and holds the key to enter that world. According to Braden, he started out as unattractive. He developed an interest in looks maxing, and now he has women, fame, and fortune. One of the strangest features of influencers like Braden is how they insult and criticize incels while simultaneously making money from them. The self-hatred component of the incel community makes this possible. Incels want to hear how bad they are. They are not looking for reassurance. They are looking for sex. Anyone who can teach them how to find sex is a hero. Another key component of Braden's message is that appearance is the easiest thing for a man to change. Even though incels place a lot of importance on attractiveness, they recognize that rich and famous people can obtain sex too. The problem is the high difficulty level associated with becoming rich and famous. Incels want sex, but they would prefer not to work hard to get it. Many people recognize how the incel ideology and the similar belief system maintained by their heroes are ridiculous. They view people like Braden as problematic. He is misleading vulnerable young men and potentially causing a lot of damage. If influencers like this did not exist, the problem would go away. In my opinion, this isn't really the correct way to look at it. These influencers are a symptom rather than a cause of the problem. Incels have a lot of extreme and nonsensical beliefs, but they do have a point when it comes to the power of physical attractiveness. Studies show that attractiveness is the most important predictor of romantic success. It is more powerful than any other factor, including wealth or fame. It is difficult to overstate the positive impact of being attractive. It is a massive benefit. For the most part, people search for the most attractive partner they can find, given their level of attractiveness. What has changed over the last few years is the effectiveness of the searching method. Dating apps allow people to view thousands of potential partners and select only the most attractive. I think the fundamental problem for incels is how they view this dynamic as unfair, not recognizing how it is simply the nature of the romantic marketplace, subject to the laws of supply and demand. Another problem for incels is their desire to be with the most attractive women. They claim that they are looking for sex and any woman would be acceptable, but this isn't true. They want to have sex with Stacy. The solution for incels is to face reality and focus on the variables that they can change. In all likelihood, they will not be able to alter their appearance in a meaningful way. Maybe a little bit, but not enough to make a large difference. They can, however, invest in career objectives and social skills. Dating apps are not the only way to find romance. Many people find lovers through work, through hobbies, and by building a network of friends. Attractiveness is less important in relationships that develop over time, like knowing a woman as a friend first. It's also worth noting that despite the dominant role of attractiveness, the other variables should not be disregarded completely. They can still have a significant impact. For example, research shows that kindness and empathy strongly influence romantic partner selection. Staying isolated and only using a dating app while being unattractive is a recipe for failure, but incels are not willing or able to explore other routes. Again, this is why the easy way out, looks maxing as promoted by Braden Peters, is tempting to many incels. It matches their desire to avoid work. The strategy is simple. Take any proposed solution and add the suffix maxing. Incels are not interested in a long, uncertain, and socially demanding process to find romance. Looks maxing offers the illusion of control in a system they believe is rigged, which makes it far more appealing than strategies that require time, effort, sensitivity, empathy, kindness, and thoughtfulness. Incels and their heroes may appear to be engaged in narcissism maxing, but the underlying pattern is more consistent with laziness maxing. To incels, Braden Peters functions just like a drug, a tempting shortcut that appears to solve their problem, but ultimately makes everything worse. Those are my thoughts on the case of Braden Peters. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon. Just a reminder, I have hundreds of pre-release videos on my Patreon account. One could think of this as video maxing. Videos that I put in pre-release status usually stay that way for several months, if not a year, and they are of the same quality as the videos I release to the public. I will put the link to Patreon in the description for this video.